America Weekend.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki along with
Kate James.
All right, so there you are in your house. You don't really look at your house the way other people do when they come in because it's there, it's all the time, and all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, things aren't really as spick and span as they should be. So there are places in your house that are quite dirty, and you may not be aware of it. Now, if I were to ask you right now, Ms. James, mm-hmm. do you know of a place in the James household that might be just a little less, I don't know, spiffy than it should be?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
I'll go right to the toilet.
Oh, you go right to the toilet?
I'll go right to the toilet.
So
it should be a shock to anybody.
So if I were ever to head up to Hyannisport or wherever the James Mansion
yeah,
is.
Cape Cod.
And I, there you go. And I walk into the compound and I head to the toilet, you're telling me that it will be less than spiffy.
Well, what you could see is spiffy, but sometimes I just don't get to certain areas.
Like behind?
Like the behind the wall. Like
behind the wall?
Well, okay, so you know where the basin is? Like
yes.
I'll clean the basin to
okay,
a point.
Yes.
But like behind the wall, sometimes you get a little splashy, you know, and sometimes I need to
And the splashy is of no mind to you, and you just leave it there.
Well, it's not that. It's just timing,
it's
you know?
Timing.
I balance kids
okay.
and work.
So there's splashy there from the
cats.
Clinton administration. That's how far back we're going.
No, I wouldn't say that, but
okay.
it's definitely not the daily thing. And then also underneath, you know, the
yes.
underneath the bowl itself in the inner workings where the screws are and stuff like that,
right.
and sometimes that doesn't get my attention.
Which brings us to our story at hand. We pulled this, I think, from either the Huffington Post or CheatSheet.com, so either one, folks, you were properly credited for this. The seven dirtiest places in your house and the aforementioned walls behind the toilet. It's spray from flushing, which makes this one of the most interesting spots in your house.
Okay, so I'm not alone here.
No.
I'm not alone
So
here.
Other people feel, but I didn't realize that flushing creates a spray.
Well, I mean, it depends how powerful your water pressure is.
Yeah.
You know, most toilets, no, but some, you know.
The industrial strength
in lower
toilets.
Elevations.
All right, all of a sudden you got a water cannon coming out of your toilet.
Yeah, it serves it double as a duvet.
See that? You know what? That's a whole This Old House episode on its own.
Yeah.
It says here to make this part, the walls behind the toilet, part of your regular cleaning routine by spritzing the area with all-purpose cleaner, allowing it to sit for a few minutes, then wiping it with a microfiber cloth or paper towel. All right, give me a break. You know what you need to do? You got to get on your hands and knees once in a while and scrub the floor behind the toilet. Because if you go back there once a season, oh my goodness, it is an excursion to a place you don't want to go.
All right, now you're pushing it. I don't do it once a season.
When?
Once
a year?
I'll do like
Christmas?
Maybe, no, twice a month.
Twice a month? Good
twice
for you.
Month. Twice a month,
I'm
yes.
impressed.
Yeah, twice a month when I have time.
So the compound in Hyannisport is a lot cleaner than I imagined it would be.
Yeah, and you know, with these spray products, they're amazing.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of times, like even where like the little boys
pull
up the cover and have to pee, and their aim is like...
Non-existent.
Bad.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I'll just spray the you know what.
And there you go, which is a good thing to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we move from the toilet. Next we go to, here's a good one, faucet aerators. And you might say, what is a faucet aerator? It's that thing when it comes out of the faucet, like when you have like the little, like, I don't know, 75 little holes, that like the tiny little holes on the spigot coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have this giant water cannon coming out, the tiny little jets that come out. Those things can get quite gooky and really interesting after a while. And it's very difficult to clean those things.
Yeah, especially when you have a high level of sodium in your water or a calcium, actually.
Wow, look at you.
Calcium will build it up. I go through shower heads like nobody's business.
Okay.
The same type of mechanism.
Good thing it's not sodium, because all of a sudden then you'd have like a saltwater municipal water supply, which leads into a whole other problems.
Well, you think
problems.
The sodium will help the calcium problem, but no.
Got Bill Nye, the science guy, here this morning, folks.
I know, but I do have a huge calcium problem where I have to buy
you should see your doctor. Excuse me, doctor. This huge calcium problem.
So
all right.
How can you fix this?
Go ahead.
This is up my alley. How do you fix this?
All right. It says every couple of months, remove the aerator and soak it in vinegar for at least 15 minutes. The only time we use vinegar is when we do the Paws Easter eggs, but that's just me, because you need them to activate the little color tablets.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole other story. Gently brush all parts with a toothbrush. Usually not one you would then use in your mouth soon thereafter to remove any remaining residue, then screw it back on and drink your tap water mildew free. Or your shower.
That vinegar is also helpful to clean out dishwashers, the distilled.
It is.
vinegar.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Because of the calcium problem.
I feel like I'm with Martha Stewart here today.
You're just with a woman who has a huge calcium problem and just buys vinegar by the truckload. So now I'm going to do this for my faucet aerators because I did not know this.
Well, now see, we're educating not only folks out there, but people on the show.
I just threw out a shower head over this. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, you plan on it. Silverware drawer organizer. This is a really good one. And you know what? People don't realize this. Open up your silverware drawer. Mm-hmm. Take out all the silverware, or if it all happens to be in the dishwasher, and you will see tiny little pieces of Raisin Bran.
Absolutely.
Oatmeal from four years ago. Breadcrumbs.
Guilty.
Yes. Me
Guilty.
Too.
Guilty.
There's a whole slew of stuff
Guilty.
In there.
Yeah.
Yes.
One day you're just like, ooh. Oh.
Right. It can be quite under those neat piles of clean knives, forks, and spoons is a serious layer of what we just said. Dust and crumbs. Mm-hmm. Remove everything and wash the organizer periodically and vacuum the drawer while you're at it. No, okay. I wouldn't do that. I don't want the vacuum that's being stuck behind the couch and everywhere else in my silverware drawer.
I get you, but sometimes we're in a rush. I clean out that vacuum tube and I just go, and then I'll just wash later.
And I didn't realize you came with your own sound effects. That's pretty good. And the calcium problem's not keeping you from doing the sound effects this morning.
No. It keeps me on my toes.
How about the kitchen counter? But this one, it's right out there in the open.
I'm very conscientious about
me too.
This. Yeah,
and you know what I do?
Conscientious.
I will do the rub test. And the rub test is I'll take my bare hand and I will rub. And if I feel any kind of like dry things or whatever, you get out the ready wipe. It's all ready to go. Antibacterial. And boom, you wipe it away.
Absolutely.
That's the easiest thing.
I do the same thing, and I also do it. Well, make sure I use bleach, and I know bleach is very controversial because everybody thinks that's a harsh chemical. But I'm a bleach girl, and I will use the counter spray with bleach. I always make sure it has bleach in it.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can walk in there and have just this giant whiff of bleach when you walk into your kitchen.
It smells clean.
Yeah.
As long as it smells clean.
Wow.
Who cares how many people pass out
and
on their way to my kitchen?
And it gets stubborn stains out of white clothing too, folks.
And then I lift everything and go underneath.
Let's see. It says here to keep your favorite cleaning tool hygienic, dip it into sudsy water, squeeze the suds, though, then rinse and place it in the microwave on high power for 3 minutes. What? Then go to town on those countertops. So you're supposed to use this blazing hot mixture of sudsy water on some sort of a cleaning tool. Wait, would you? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't do this.
This is venturing into third degree burn territory, if you ask me.
Well, what I do microwave my sponge.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The kitchen sponge.
Yes.
Okay, just double-checking on that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
It's either that or boiling it in water, and I have no time to sit and watch water boil.
No.
So I go right to the microwave.
Even though you will go to the microwave at Panera and warm up your coffee, even though it's piping hot coming right, which happened this morning, folks. Light fixtures. Look up. Could your chandelier pass for an Addams Family Extra? Clean indoor and outdoor light fixtures every season. And don't forget to give the cool bulb a wipe with a damp cloth. Yet don't do it when the light's been on for 4 hours. You will set the paper towel ablaze. Here's a personal question for you. How dirty is your chandelier?
I have to say, it's pretty dirty. I'm a short person. And I have to hoist out a chair, a high chair, and just get my...
Right.
Tuscus up there and just kind of vacuum. And so I don't get to do that as often as I'd like to do.
Now, you and I did the Vern Troyer interview together, and you're talking about short. Vern was 2'8" tall. You're
all
not
right.
that short,
all
but
right,
you're
I'm
still
5'3".
You're 5'3".
5'3".
Okay, but it's still an issue where you got to climb up, create the apparatus to get up there. So for you, it's this giant.
And it's not even just getting up there.
Yeah.
As you dust, you really got to be careful that you're not emitting the dust throughout
all over the
room.
The place. That's right. Because
that's
underneath
the
chandelier or the fixture, the table, the dining room table.
Your bed.
For the
ceiling fans.
Yes. See, I have a ceiling fan above mine. I would imagine you have one above yours.
I do. I try my best.
Yeah, you try your best.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you just get dust all over the place.
I use extension after extension arm for my vacuum cleaner and go...
Wow.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you got this 19-foot extension up there. And with all these extensions, it's got the sucking power of a fly.
Exactly.
And so, okay.
Exactly.
The next one, a refrigerator door handle. You ever take a good look at your refrigerator door handle?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and what does it look like?
Specks of pudding and...
And all kinds of stuff?
All kinds of lovely stuff.
Yeah.
I could probably make another meal out of that.
Oh. What are we having for dinner, Mom? Just some leftovers.
Scrapings from the
refrigerator
door
handle.
Yeah.
Kate James has now just received the nomination for Mother of the Year.
But don't worry, I'll microwave it first.
Yeah, it'll kill the germs.
Just like the sponge.
Yes, and she'll use it to clean the light fixture first. See how it all comes together, folks? Let's see. It says here, unless you just cleaned it, it's dirty, not just from fingerprints, but also with bits of food. Make wiping it down part of your daily routine. And it's not just the handle. It's the side of the refrigerator door, because people tend not to use the handle to close the door. So you start getting the gookies on there.
And right, so, and also by the fruit and vegetable crispers on the bottom.
Yes.
That gets really dusty.
And the crispers themselves, because you probably have old onion skins that have been in there and all kinds of stuff and places that you don't normally go. And here's it. Do you ever use your butter dish? No one uses their butter dish.
No, I don't.
Here's an appeal to the appliance manufacturers of America. They're hearing us all across the country right now. Stop making. We don't need the butter dish. It's unneeded.
Because
there's nothing else you can stick in there.
You're absolutely
Even
right.
if you try to put a can of soda or pop for you folks in the Midwest, it'll come right out.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget to vote for Kate James at the Mother of the Year Award, and we'll have that information for you next week. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. When Jim proposed to Judy, he gave her a very expensive engagement ring. But a few months later, Judy broke off the engagement. Since Jim spent so much money on the ring, he asked for it back, but Judy refused. She said it was a gift, and Jim had no legal right to take it away from her. So can Judy keep the ring? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Engagement gifts are given with the expectation that marriage will take place. Since Judy broke off the engagement, she must return the ring, or Jim can go to court to recover it. And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, taking your child in for their shots. Maybe you're getting a flu shot. Maybe you're afraid of needles. Or maybe you're just putting off getting a booster shot because you think it's gonna hurt. What to do? Trick the brain. Here's the biological science of it. Well, the truth, shots hurt. But there are ways to minimize the pain. Now, according to a recent study in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, before you're stuck with a needle, ask the nurse to apply firm pressure to the injection site for about 10 seconds. The shot will hurt about one-third less. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it has to do with competing brain pathways. The pinch pressure tricks the brain and it sort of misses the sharp signal. Or maybe it's just as simple as the pinch hurts more than the shot. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.